Nation. We are live here at Tent of Beverly Hills. We're live on the rooftop. Our rooftop dining experience here at Tent of Beverly Hills, rolling out Ted Nog. Yeah, Ted Nog, folks.
Here at Ted.
Jesus Christ. They can hear you.
Thank you very much, and welcome here, ladies and gentlemen, to the rooftop dining experience of Ted's of Beverly Hills, our newly finished rooftop dining experience, which we have been so excited to roll out for you. And we've had a few adjustments. We've kind of changed the view a little bit. I had a talk with Bob Kemper. Bob has an auto body shop next to us, and there was a dumpster. Okay, well, I'm going to get to this. I believe in honesty. There was a dumpster, and there was chicken. You know, they had their chicken lunches. Not really chicken, but boxes of chicken, and there was spoiled food in the alley. And it put some people off. Are you folks, are you enjoying the dining experience tonight here at Ted's Beverly Hills? Huh? That's right. Let's hear it, yeah. And the dumpster is not bothering anybody, I don't think, tonight, huh? No, yeah. Okay. And look, I believe in honesty. I believe in honesty is the best policy. I believe in honesty in how I put forth my product. And I would tell you at this particular time that at Ted's in Beverly Hills, we do, you know, we had the dumpster, and we also had, there was a gentleman that was asleep in the, a lot of times he was asleep in a guy's car. What's that? I don't care what Phil says. So, Ted's of Beverly Hills, we are here, and tonight we're going to be rolling out something, Ted Nog. What about it? Hey, folks, this is General Galen Shaw. Yeah, how are you? And we want to let you know that Ted Nog is being rolled out tonight, and this is going to be exciting. Ted Nog, the first of the season. Yeah. And in a moment here, we're going to bring on some of the other members of the staff. We've got with us tonight a lot of folks. I know Phil's downstairs. Come on up here. Margaret Gray is going to join. Come on up, Margaret. Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, the wife of...
Hello, everyone, and thank you. And we do want to thank, obviously, we want to thank Ted Bell, our host.
That's great.
Take it easy, Ted.
And let's come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a wonderful Christmas, I think, for a lot of us. We're going to be rolling out Ted Nog tonight, and so let's hear it for our host, Ted Bell.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks for nothing.
Ted, and also we're going to have with us this evening some other guests will be appearing as we roll out Ted Nog. Want to let you know that for starters. Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
For starters, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up the host of our show. You know him very well, Phil Henry, ladies and gentlemen.
Easy, Ted, really? Tell me to take it easy.
Hi, folks. And tonight, they're going to roll out Ted Nog. And to tell you more about Ted Nog, here's Ted.
Right. I'm Ted Bell, and tonight, it's Ted Nog. Ted Nog, and what we like to say is Ted Nog on the noggin, eh? It's a delicious combination that that Rudy Canoza has whipped together. He's got eggnog. And what else have you got? Rudy, I see. Yeah.
What we put is a traditional eggnog. And we have, traditional eggnog is in there. And then we know that Ted is known for rum. So we put the eggnog. We combine that with a hot buttered rum and a little bit of vodka. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be walking away from that one, huh?
No, it's going to be a night. It'll be a party, that's for sure.
So tonight we roll out Ted Nog, and I want to address something that's sensitive. I hope you will understand, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you folks have heard of something called Nog Lip? Have you heard of Nog Lip? Okay.
What is Nog Lip?
Whoa. Okay. Phil? Yeah, Nog Lip was something that came about on our show. You guys may remember a few years ago, we talked about eggnog being stuck to the upper lip after you have a sip of eggnog, and you've got Nog Lip. Yeah.
Yeah, Nog Lip.
Bud Dickman.
Nog Lip was an issue, and I don't know, Mr. Bell, whether or not you're going to want to deal with Nog Lip or not, because it can be an issue with a lot of people.
All right, is this some kind of a juvenile thing where it looks like...
No.
Yeah, it looks like some guy's... God damn it.
Yes, you're right, Ted. It is rather juvenile. But I will tell you this much. I think that the Phil Henry Show... Yeah. Are you looking forward to Noglip?
Yeah, look, see, there they are. They're looking forward to Noglip.
What do we got, about a college frat brothers in here?
Hey, folks, it's let me just ask you this so that we can get to the proceedings this evening. When we are, they're going to be pouring bottles, I don't know, glasses of Noglip. Is Noglip an issue for you guys? Are you going
to be? You got a creamy lip. Is that okay? Yeah.
Hey, what is this anyway?
Ow!
Don't push him, Ted. You almost called me Bud. I didn't mean to push you, Ted. I mean Bud.
Yeah, my name's Ted, and you're Bud.
I'm sorry. So yeah, Noglip. Well, isn't that funny? Ha 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 ha. What's the problem? Where'd you come from? Yeah, where'd you come from? All of that. Hey, folks, it's General Galen Shaw. Thank you. Thank you very much, folks. Nice to see you. And Noglip is something. Yes, it sounds juvenile, but we gotta give Ted an education on it.
Well, look, this is my restaurant. This will be my show. We're rolling out the Ted Nog.
Ted, I think Ted Nog's a great idea. I think that it's, you know, with all of the promotions you've had in the past, like Tedmas and...
Yeah, with Tedmas
and Tedoween, Ted's Giving, or Thanks Ted, or whatever you called it.
It's called Ted's... What do you mean, Thanks Ted? Ted's Giving, and we're going to be having... Ted Year Eve, I think.
No, it's New Ted Eve.
Oh, that's right. New Ted Eve. Are you guys looking forward? Let me just ask you. You're looking forward to New Ted Eve? All right.
I don't know if they're looking forward to New Ted Eve all that much, but I just heard them applaud.
But we're going to get Chef, get Rudy Canoes up here with some Nog. Ted Nog.
Now, what we love to say and what we want to try and do here with Ted Nog, folks, and I'm going to take the first sip here.
Now, here's
Rudy Canoza, ladies and gentlemen, who is our bartender, and this is a guy that has worked very, very hard on putting together the Ted Nog with the hot buttered rum, and let's hear it for Rudy Canoza. Love this guy, dearly.
Thank you so much. Thank you, folks. All right, I'm going to give Ted the first Ted Nog.
And what we want to do is we want to give it the signature, what we call the Ted Nog finish. So when you have your sip of Ted Nog, you'll go, yeah, okay?
That reminds me of that guy that did the hot tubs.
Who was that?
I don't know, but it was always that kind of, yeah, remember that?
Oh, who was that man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was a guy that we had on that did hot tubs, and when you got inside the hot tub, he'd go, ah.
Well, I got news for you guys right now. Hey, folks, let me ask you a question. Be honest. After I take a sip of Ted Nog, do you want to hear me go, yeah? Jesus Christ. I'm not going to do that. No. We call this the Ted Bell Ted Nog finish. Here, I'll watch. Take a sip.
Ah.
Huh? Yeah.
Jesus. Well, Ted, do it. Make it bigger.
Make it bigger, she says. You gotta love it. All right, here it is. I'll take a sip of the Ted Nog and... Ah!
Yeah! God damn it. I think that's what you have to do, Ted. Just, ah!
What are you laughing at? I just remember that cat so well, and I can't remember his name, but he was advertising these new hot tubs. And that was going to be his signature. It was going to be so-and-so's hot tubs.
That's right. Who was that guy?
Are we talking about my show now or this other guy?
I'm sorry, Ted.
We're talking about Ted Nog, okay? And when I say Ted Nog, folks, I mean Ted Nog. When I talk about Ted Nog, I want all you guys to take a big sip of your Ted Nog and go, ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it more of like a finish, like in quenching the thirst?
Phil makes a good point. It's more like this.
No. Let me do it.
Oh, let you do it, huh? You know my business better than me?
Hold on. Here's what we do, folks. We're going to take a sip of the Ted Nog, okay? And go. What do you think of that? Isn't that more like a thirst-quenching noise? You sound like a mouse that's having an orgasm.
Oh, for God's sake, Ted.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me, God.
Don't cry.
Why are you crying?
I don't know.
It's been a very difficult year for Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Ted has had, he's had his face pushed in it a lot this year. A lot, yeah. Let's hear it for Ted. Let's hear it for Ted.
Thank you.
Hold on, let me, I want to say this, because I've worked with Ted Bell for many years. I think he's a quality man. He's a great partner in business. And I think Ted has had his face shoved in it. He's had his nostrils opened up, and he's had it shoved up into the nostrils, and he's been forced to take a deep breath. And I think it's wrong, and I think that what we should do, you know, folks, if you have sympathy for Ted Bell and the things that he's been forced to inhale and stick up his nose, let's hear it.
Pretty funny, huh?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, everybody, let's raise your glasses now, and on the count of three, we'll take a sip, and we'll go, ah! One, two, three, sip. Okay.
Yeah!
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, folks, it's the Ted Nog.
The Ted Nog here from Ted's in Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. Yeah.
I'm Margaret Gray, and I'd like to sing a song that I wrote for Ted, and this is called On the Noggin.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You're walking along the street, and suddenly you see a glass of nog right there at your feet. You decide you'll take a sip, and the next thing you know, you flip. It's your first suck of the nog.
All right, hold on, hold it.
No.
She's laughing.
I know.
Margaret, why are you laughing?
Because the lyrics are funny.
Who wrote them?
Bud.
The first suck of the nog, huh? All right, kill the music, will you, Bud?
What's the matter? Here, I'll do it. You're out on their street, and there's the nog. You take a good long suck, and suddenly you see that's the Ted Nog. That's the stuff that hits the spot. It's my very first sip of the nog.
Get him out of here. Sorry, Bud. Sorry, Ted. We didn't mean to make a joke out of it. Oh, no, you didn't. Not at all.
We really didn't.
No. I come out with what I think is a surefire promotion, Ted Nog, and you guys pull down the pants.
Come on, Ted.
No, you pull the pants down, you squat, you wave to people passing by, go, hey, Bob, I haven't seen you in a while. And oh, yeah, bowel movement. On me.
Ted, that is overdoing it.
No, that's how it feels.
Come on, Ted. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just go ahead and raise your glass, because I want to toast our great host this evening. One of the great, great hosts and a great sponsor of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's raise a glass to Ted Bell.
Ah. Yeah. Thank you very much, General. Fuck me. All right, Bud Dickman.
Thank you. This is for Ted Bell's Ted Nog. They call you Ted Nog. But there is room for doubt. At times you have a very way of running out. On account of people like the way you taste, the pickings was lush, and now we're running out of the taste of Ted Nog. You've given us the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. Too much Ted Nog's flowing out the door every day. Yeah. Ted Nog, is he here tonight? Ted Nog, is he here tonight? Boy, I tell you what, Ted Nog, if you ever were here, please be flowing freely tonight. Yeah. Ted Nog. Ted, wait.
That's good, but
wait. How nice the Ted Nog can taste. You put your lips around it. Now you got nog lip. Uh-oh.
All right, bud.
Well, it was good until you got nog lip. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? It was good until you got the nog lip. What do you think about that? It was good, ladies and gentlemen, until you got nog, you know? What about that, huh? Yeah. Nog lip.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I really wanted this to be a high-class promotion, and tonight what you did, Henry, is you brought your crew in once again, I know, and we squatted and bowel-moved him.
Yeah, squatted,
and there I was sitting there waiting for people to come into the restaurant, and I look up and I see a whole bunch of pants coming off. Your ass is... Ted, why don't you grow up?
I am growing up.
Okay. And we did number two all over you.
Yeah, that's... Folks, don't you think that's what happened to me tonight? Don't you believe that the Henry Show came in here thinking they were going to promote Ted Nog, and instead, number two all over me. Go ahead. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. And I want to thank my very close personal friend, Ted Bell.
Yeah, sure.
For all that he does for us. I mean it, Ted. All the wonderful things that you do for us. Hey!
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah, come on down and have some Ted Nog. We're on the roof where there's a view of a dumpster. I'm trying to get it right.
Here at 10,
near the dumpster.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.